you for tuning in to another episode of this podcast, where we are currently going over the 50 Rules of Stoicism by Ryan Holiday. In case you're wondering what is Stoicism or what is a Stoic, so let me give you, I can give you my interpretation of it, but let me just look it up, because I don't want to, I feel like the internet is going to do a much better job of explaining to you what Stoicism is. Stoicism, the endurance of pain or hardship without the display of feelings and without complaint. I don't agree with that, by the way. I can tell you right now, as I'm reading this, I love it. I love the endurance of pain and hardship and the without complaint part. I am not joking. That is just the ultimate. However, even the complaint part, I'm not 100% with, but the endurance of pain and hardship is key in life to feel life. I can tell you that right now. That is a weird paradoxical thing about life. If you want to be happy, learn to endure pain and hardship. Without the display of feelings, I don't agree with that, because we are humans, or we're spiritual beings having human experiences. So we are going to feel feelings. We're going to feel sad. We're going to get depressed. All those I don't want you to resist. I think resisting it is a mistake. I think that it's okay to feel down. It's okay to feel depressed. It's the key is to not let it, not get hung up on it, not let it grow like a cancer inside of you. It's something that flows through you. You have an experience. You're going to feel all the feelings, emotions. The most successful human being is the one who goes through all the experiences a human can go through, experiences all the feelings, has periods of depression, has periods of joy, has periods of even boredom, has periods of excitement, and so on. So that is the most successful human being. Why do we define success by external things, by things like money and status? That is a mistake. That is a delusion. And maybe delusion? We're delusional when we believe that. The real success of a human being is the one that experienced it all. And the one that experienced it all is the one that has a story. So, yeah. The second part of the definition of Stoicism is an ancient Greek school of philosophy founded at Athens by Zeno of Citium. I don't know if I said that right. The school taught the virtue, the highest good, is based on knowledge, the wise life in harmony. The wise live in harmony, so we know who's not one of the wise ones. Yeah, the one reading this, that's obvious. With a divine reason, also identified with fate and providence that governs nature and are indifferent to the... Oh yeah, I don't know about this word. Vicissitudes of fortune and to pleasure and pain. So an ancient school of philosophy founded at Athens. I'm not going to repeat it, but yeah. So it gives you some idea of Stoicism. And then Ryan Holiday is a scholar of Stoicism. I don't know. I'm being like, this is like... new agey, loose with the language type feeling, convey the feeling type, explanation of Stoicism. So Ryan Holiday is the person who wrote the 50 Rules of Stoicism. He wrote some incredible books, though. So if you haven't checked them out, definitely check them out. So with that said, I'm gonna move on, and I'm just gonna tell you some of the books, so I don't just leave you hanging there. I would say The Obstacle is the Way is one of the great ones. Ego is the enemy, discipline is destiny, stillness is the key, courage is calling. Oh man, some of these I have to reread and or maybe read for the first time. I know I've read The Obstacles of the Way, which are from, some of these books are just beyond amazing. Ooh, I'm getting all, I get a weird feeling right now, like a really beautiful feeling looking at these books, because I remember the amazing effect they had on me at the moment when I read them. So, yeah, so anyways, I gotta move on. Let's go back to the 50 rules of Stoicism, okay? So the last one was forgive, forgive, forgive. I listened to, it's so interesting because I was listening to my podcast. Yes, I do that, which is weird. It's a podcast with no listeners. The only listener is the author. Weird what's going on there, okay? But I do that to be, and I really, 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 really try hard to like be objective. Like it's like I'm listening to it, I'm like, is this crap? Is there something? Is there something there? It doesn't have to be great. It has to have something there to warrant me continuing to record more episodes. Sorry, I'm grabbing some carbonated water with orange juice. I've been so thirsty. I woke up with like this intense thirst and I keep drinking and I can't satisfy it. Quench it. Quenching is a good word. Oh, by the way, I remember when I was a kid, my elementary school teacher, Frau Oetke, there's not a lot of things I remember from my childhood. I don't. That's the weird thing. Not a lot of the very brief moments here and there, snippets of memories come to mind at times. And one of them was, apparently my teacher came to class one day or one day announced in class that there's a competition going on in Germany right now where anybody who comes for a word for quenching, like in English it would be quenching your thirst. And I guess, I think, don't quote me on this, I could be wrong, that might already be a word. There's a good chance, there's a word for this already, but from what I remember, it was something like, they didn't have a word for quenching your thirst, for quenching a thirst in German. So they had a competition, or they had a little thing going on where anybody who comes up with the word that gets ultimately chosen by the German people, or whatever, or the German Institute of Precise Language, whoever is in charge of language, would get a prize. And so she asked the whole class to come up with ideas so she can submit them. Oh, that was so cool. She was the coolest teacher ever. I will never forget her. My favorite teacher, hands down, of all time. She was the only one in my life that was kind and loving. She really made me feel, she was good. She was good to me. She loved me. And my mom keeps telling me that. And my mom wouldn't say that unless she understood it and meant it. So my mom said that teacher really loved me. And I'm not going to get emotional. So anyway, so there was like this competition going on for, who can come up with the best word for quenching thirst? From what I remember, I could be wrong. It might have been a different word. That was definitely, it's not a competition. What is the word I'm looking for here? I don't know. All right, anyways. So, where was I going with this? I was getting a drink. I was telling you guys 50 rules of Stoicism. Oh, I was listening to my own podcast. Weird, weird, weird. Trying to be objective. And then also another thing I was trying to do is also create a snippet to post on Instagram. I want to get better at, promoting somewhat my podcast. Like, I think the reason why I don't promote it is because I don't think it's ready yet. I don't think I'm there yet. Maybe there is something there, but I'm not there yet to share anything. First of all, who am I to share anything whatsoever? Like, I'm definitely a complete nobody, but I'm happy about that. That's not a bad thing, by the way. That is not a bad thing. A complete nobody is a blessing. Everybody wants to be somebody. Everybody wants to be rich and famous. Everybody wants to be known. Everybody wants to be clever. And everybody wants to be creative. But nobody wants to be a nobody. But that's where really the key, that's really the paradox of life. That's where everything lies. Be a nobody. A nobody. A nobody doesn't want anything. They just want to live. How about that? Why am I getting so many junk emails? I keep getting notification of a new email, and it's like a spam. So I'm going to put on do not disturb. Okay, cool. So what was I saying? Yes, I was looking for snippets to share on Spotify, and I realized it was hard for me to find one snippet at decent length that I could share on Spotify. That means like where I was satisfied with what I was saying and the way I said it. So I'm trying to focus a little bit more on recording in a way where I could create more snippets. So everything I say, I sort of have to pay a little bit more attention to than I used to. I was a little bit more reckless with my words and my sentence structure, if you will. But I'm getting better. Everything I do on this podcast is something the first thing I want to do is live by it. And I don't want to be a hypocrite. I think that has to be the very first intention of this. Like none of this stuff will matter if I don't try to follow it. But part of the things that I say on this podcast is a big part is that you have to be able to be kind to yourself. You have to be able to forgive yourself. You have to be able to focus on progress, not perfection, not the final product. So even if it's the world's crappiest thing that you're creating, that by itself is not bad. What's bad is giving up on it. What's bad is like if it brings you joy, if it brings you something, hope, if it brings you something, then keep doing it. If there's no harm in it, if you're not harming anybody, if you're not harming yourself, keep doing it, okay? There's too many philosophies out there, too many people saying like, no, stop, just kill yourself. No, this is the sad part. There's too many trolls out there. There's this world of trolls. It's mind-boggling. I'm not joking. It is mind-boggling, the negativity that's out there. It's like I feel bad for them. They have issues with themselves, and they take it out on other people. They comment on other people's posts, on other people's videos, on other people's creations. They have only shit to say, and because they don't have the courage to create something great. So every other person that has ever tried something and it's not great, if it makes you happy, if it doesn't hurt anybody, keep doing it. Focus on progress. Learn to be honest with yourself. That's important. So I have to learn. If my podcast can improve, then I do have to recognize that, and I have to figure out how to improve if you really want this to be something. Okay, cool. With that said, let's go straight into... Oh, by the way, I went to a Japanese tea house yesterday with some of my students and my co-teacher. That was kind of cool. He in Bahrain, from all places. So, okay. So now, rule number 35. Make a little progress each day. Make a little progress each day. Actually, before, I love that, by the way. I looked ahead. I rarely look ahead with the rules, but this time I looked ahead on what the rule was, and that's partially the reason why I was so eager to record this, because that I love that, because trying to quench my thirst. I love that rule because too many of us apply an all or nothing thinking, and I think that's a mistake, obviously. We all want to either run 5 miles or we don't run at all. We're not impressed with a half a mile. We're not satisfied with a half a mile walk. We want a 5 mile run. So too many of us. I was one of them. Like 90% of these things I talk about, I was the worst at, and now I'm getting better. I'm not great at it, but I'm better at it. So that is aligned with these rules. That is aligned with the philosophy I'm teaching. It's not about being great. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being creating an amazing podcast. It's not about becoming an amazing actor. Yet it's about making progress towards it and realizing figuring out what you truly want, working towards it, not giving up, fighting your demons, fighting your negativity, to never give up on life, never give in to negative thoughts and negative emotions, but to keep moving forward and sort of continue moving forward like a rolling train. That's what I'm saying. You are a rolling train, and your destination is yourself, your ultimate self, your inner child. Never give up on your inner child, by the way. Never give up on your inner child. That is key. You have to protect your inner child, go back to it, nurture it, heal it, let it come out. Find your, this goes along with something else that I've talked about in the past, I've heard somewhere, about finding your inner song and then learning to sing it to the world. Oh, I love that. How much do I love that? I can't describe it. It is probably one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. Even that just brings me joy, just to be able to share that with you. Like, I'm sick and tired. I hit something beautiful in my life at some point, and then I got scared, and then I created a huge dark cloud inside of me, heavy dark cloud, and I never want to go back to it. I want to go back to that happy, joyous place where everything is beautiful. And I think that is a place, and you can get to it. I do believe that wholeheartedly. But in order to get there, you have to believe, and you have to work towards it, and you have to be relentless, and you have to find that inner song, and then learn to sing it to the world. And that's how you're going to get there. The truth can be approached from many different angles. It's in the center, but there's 360 degrees in 360 ways to look at it. There's an infinite number of ways, because each degree can be split up in half again, and then that one can be split in half, and that one can be split in half. So it creates a circle, and a circle is created with infinity, breaking up each degree by infinity, or, you know, continuously breaking it up till infinity, that is. So that creates a circle, and then that circle, any vantage point, any point from that circle, you can look at the center and see the truth. So that's why you hear people talk about the truth from different angles. So the truth is not just one angle, one perspective. It's many perspectives. It's an infinite number of perspectives, but it has to point to the center. So I'm trying to point to the center. Still quenching my thirst. Okay, well, so what was the rule again? Make a little bit of progress each day. I like that. It's hard to quantify that though. So that's why I love working out, because working out, it's a lot more concrete and specific. It's more measurable. That's what I'm trying to say. You can, like, let's say you're a runner. You can easily try to make more progress each day. So each day, you add 0.1% to your run. Or, you know, keep doing that. Keep adding 0.1. So 0.1 is not a lot, you say, but think about it, it's genius in a way. Because by the time you completed 10 runs, you only have to improve 1%. But because you ran 10 times, you should be ready to add that extra 1%. So add a little bit of progress slowly. I could listen to this a little bit more, adhere to this rule. I can tell you right now, I'm not doing well, because even in terms of working out, for example, I'm doing CrossFit and I'm too eager, and I'm applying too much ego in my workouts, where I don't do that. Make a little bit of progress each day. I want to get to that certain great level fast. So here I am, not completely adhering to what I'm saying, but that's okay too. That is okay, because another rule is to be kind to yourself, forgive yourself for not being perfect and coming back to what you remember. So I remember to go back to being okay with making a little bit of progress, okay? You adjust yourself. It's sort of like meditation. When you lose focus on your breath, come back to your breath. Okay, that's the same thing. Life is the same exact way as meditation. You come back to it. So, yeah, so next time I go, I try to remember it. And the key is to not beat yourself up so bad that you messed up, that you have a hard time learning and moving forward, because you feel bad that you're like, I'm like, oh, I'm so stupid. Why did I apply so much ego in my workouts? And why did I try to do this and that? No. None of this stuff is necessary here, okay? All you have to do is just fix it, okay? Just next time, just fix it. Who cares that you didn't do it right the first time? Here's what I want to tell you something that is so simple, so incredibly true. Any one level mistake is being perfect, meaning in life you will make mistakes on the first level. What does that mean, first level? What are you talking about, Samim? You're making no sense whatsoever. Well, what I'm trying to say is that when you make a mistake, leave it at that level. Don't make the mistake bigger. Don't start pondering it. Don't start hanging on to it. Don't start adding to it. Don't make it bigger than it is. First of a mistake, you said something wrong to somebody. You cut somebody off. You started being late to work. You get the point, right? You make a mistake, okay? Something that you personally struggle with, whatever your insecurity is. Leave it at the first level. Meaning you made it, okay, move on. Recognize it, move on. Recognize it, move on. See how I'm not even saying don't make the mistake again? Because you already know not to make the mistake. You know, there's no need to punish yourself. The punishment is an illusion. I once heard a comedian say, and I don't agree with this. This was sort of sad to hear, if you will. I don't think it's true, honestly. I think he's wrong. He said, I sort of have to like punish myself, talk shit to myself in order to succeed. I'm like, what? What? That is like, I know that's not to be true. Like, I'm working out pretty damn hard right now. I'm punishing myself maybe doing the workout. No, I'm not punishing myself. I want to reach my limit when I work out, because I want to do my best. I know that in the moment, as I'm suffering, as I'm doing my workout, and I have to get through the workout of the day, I know all I want is to do my best. So if I could, I focus on the next rep, the next round, that's it. And I don't think I'm punishing myself. It's not like I'm saying, you're stupid, you need to do this, you need to like, you're worthless, this is the only thing. No, it's because I went through so much darkness and so much shittiness that this is sort of like, it feels good to be able to do something measurable and concrete and achieve it, like a workout, like a great workout. Like, I love that. That's what I think is happening. Maybe a psychologist can analyze it further and say, no, you're punishing yourself. But anyways, I don't think that's true. But anyways, this comedian, I'm not going to name his name because this is a super popular podcast and he's probably going to find out, you know, probably listen to this and be like, no, hey, don't talk shit about me. No way, that's obviously, I'm being stupid right now. Obviously, none of this stuff could ever be a real scenario. But my point is, no, you don't have to punish yourself. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. No, that's not healthy. Like, I'm not gonna, the thing is, I admire so many comedians, so many people that are public figures, that sometimes I do make one mistake where I admire them too much to the point where it hurts me, or I'm looking at it from the wrong angle. So yesterday I listened to We Made It Weird with Pete and Val, and there was something that they said that I usually believe everything that they say and believe, generally speaking. You know, there's times when they say something that like I have to like back off. Like, I know that if I follow this belief, it will hurt me. So like one of them was this obsession with Beyonce and Chrissy Teigen. Like, that I don't feel, I get a bad vibe. I get this bad vibe where it's not natural to worship another human being. It's because we can see each other, we can see our best selves in each other sometimes. That is fine, meaning you see a public figure, somebody is known to the world, and they have a certain character that you see yourself in. You know, you see yourself in Macklemore, you see yourself in, you know, in Will Smith. That's a good example. Maybe the way they look at Chrissy and Beyonce, the women, the way some women look at them, is maybe the way I look at Will Smith. Is that true? Made me think. Because for me, Will is sort of the ultimate, but I don't worship him. I don't know how to explain it. He's like the ultimate. Maybe Beyonce and Chrissy are the ultimate version of what women want to be. And Will is sort of the ultimate version of what most guys like us. And I don't know how to describe us type of most guys. He's the most popular actor for a reason, by the way. You know, we see ourselves in Will. We see our best parts in us in Will. I don't know. So anyways, so there was something where, like, there was just this that Pete said, Pete called her Christy instead of Chrissy, and Val was like, oh my God, you can't say that. You know, that was a huge violation, a huge sin. And I just didn't like that. I didn't like that, like the way I felt, the way she corrected him. You have to learn not to take everything. Yeah, no, and obviously the same goes for my podcast. If something doesn't sit right with you, don't go with it. I trust your instinct more than what I'm telling you. Still working on quenching that thirst. It's not going away. It's like, have you ever had a dream where you were thirsty and you couldn't quench it? It's like, is that technically a nightmare? So where was I with the whole back to bringing it to the 50 rules of stoicism? Make a little progress each day. Wow, I'm already 27 minutes into this podcast. Make a little progress each day. That's what I do. I go into work, try to teach a little bit better today than I did yesterday. I can focus more on that. It's like, I'm aware of this rule maybe 1%. Maybe next time I can focusing on progressing each day more, if that makes sense. So each day I try to be more aware of this rule. So it's good. This is perfect. Doing a podcast on these things is wow. It's so beneficial. I highly recommend everybody have a podcast, even if you can upload it if you like, or don't upload it. Doesn't matter. Who cares? But it's a perfect way to practice what you want to live by. Too many people realize the truth and then forget it. That is will always be one of the most mind-boggling things to me. Like, you have to practice it, and in order to practice, you need to be aware of them, and in order to be aware of them, you have to, like, sort of repeat them. You have to bring up podcasts is without a doubt the best way. The other one is, like, you have a really patient, loving partner that listens to you and all the time whenever you just blabber on your life's philosophies. I don't have that right now, so I have to do this through the podcast. Sad face. Or happy face. I don't know. Neutral face. Well, I don't know. I feel like, did I progress today over yesterday's podcast or last time I recorded a podcast? I don't know. I tried. I really tried. I know there's more in me. I have to believe that. I have to believe that there's more in me. I have to believe that. that I can do even better than this. I want to give you something to make you feel better, to make you, oh, how about this? I was going home from a night of drinking with my co-teacher, and towards the end of the night, the truth came sort of out, where he believes the world is bad, I believe the world is good. That's essentially at the core the difference between me and him. Everything else can be derived from it. And I was buzzed to remember that. I didn't say anything. Here's the funny thing. I've been very proud of myself about the progress I've made in every aspect of my life. Very incredibly proud of myself. Huge difference from 10 years ago. Huge. Huge, huge, huge. Okay? So I kept the conversation civil, kind, and it was just like, I was just trying to tell him, his name is Tor. I was like, Tor, you cannot, he won't, I'll probably never listen to this. I don't think he will. But I'm not saying anything bad anyways. He didn't say it in a bad way. He was just like in a hurt way. He was saying the world is not as beautiful as I claim it to be. And I was trying to tell him, like, Tor, you cannot believe that, basically. It was very hurtful. It's like, you cannot, first of all, you cannot convince me. There's no way you convince me the world is not beyond beautiful, even with all the shitty stuff that's going on. And I know that all that is part of the genius of this world's existence, this essence of this life. You cannot tell me that the world is not incredibly beautiful. You just cannot convince me of that. And I was trying to tell him that Los Angeles, California, people talk shit about it, but yet it's so freaking magical. It is so beautiful. I miss it so much. And I love that place. It's just such a magical place. I don't know. Maybe it's because all the movies were shot there. Most of the movies were shot there. Most of the TV shows that I grew up with were shot there. So, yeah. All right. So, don't give up on... If you find something beautiful and awesome, don't give up on that. Don't become cynical. If you ever loved California and LA, go back to it, please. Find yourself. Don't be the person that says, here's the two types of people. I'm just kidding. I always love when people say there's two types of people. There's always people who will love Los Angeles and California at some point, and then they fall out of love. Those are the ones that gave up. The Walking Dead. The people that I'm trying to wake up. Okay, go back to it. Go back to loving LA and California. If you ever loved it and you lost the love for it, go back to finding that love. I can tell you that right now. If you ever loved comedy, that's your stand-up comedian, and you lost the love for it, go find it again. If you ever loved, what's the other example I was going to use? Los Angeles, California. If you ever loved, here's a silly example. I've heard people say this, no joke. I've had people admire Will Smith so much. They grew up loving him, and they fall out of love after he slapped somebody or he did something. I can tell you right now, there's people in my life right now that have said, I used to love Will Smith, but after one person said they stopped loving him because of something they saw, they found out he had a huge ego, and then they fall out of love with him. The ego is innocent with Will. Like, you have to understand that. Yes, he does have an ego. And he struggles with it. That's his darkness. That's his struggle. And it's also innocent. And where's your forgiveness? And where's your understanding? And like, why are you so quick to judge and give up on a beautiful soul? Like, he's still the Fresh Prince, for God's sake. Like, how do you give up on the Fresh Prince? How do you stay mad at the Fresh Prince? I just realized this is the first time I've touched on talking about Will, actually, in this way, on this podcast that's called What Would Will Smith Do? Weird. Okay. There's my little progress for today. I'm happy. That's what I was seeking. This is where I was trying to get at. Okay? All right. Well, have a great day. Have a great evening. Love you. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever, 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 ever give up. Keep moving forward. And we'll get you where we need to get you. All right? All right? Little, dear listeners, little warriors, keep going. And have a blessed day.